Josh Rutledge. Dude, what is up with that? Sent down to the minors. I don't like it, guys.
That wasn't a haiku, was it?
No, I don't think so.
Could have been.
Oh, gosh.
It's the reign of terror. It's a Walt Weiss reign of terror.
What a surprise.
He's Robespierre. You don't even know what Robespierre means?
No. Right, what does it mean?
He ran the reign of terror.
Where?
France.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Sorry.
What history lesson?
If you'd like to start over without embarrassing me, that'd be
No,
great.
I didn't mean to embarrass you. I thought you'd know basic history.
Okay, but you know, you called me out. You could have just gone with the reference.
Robespierre is a rapper.
Oh, okay, good. Oh, didn't he collaborate on that Bryan Adams CD that one time?
Yeah.
All right, it's Thursday, May 23rd. Today we're going to talk about Fernando Rodney, the Dodgers mess in all areas of their team.
Do you want to start over? I feel bad now.
No, it's okay. That's fine. I have no problem exposing my ignorance. we're going to read your grade the trade emails at fantasybaseball@cbsi.com. A lot of trades to grade as Professor Al and teacher assistant Nando are here. We're going to talk about Tyler Lyons, Rafael Betancourt, Adam Eaton. Oh, Scott White might have made one of the weirdest, greatest calls yesterday with Adam Eaton. We'll
that
see
was
what happens.
Spooky.
Yeah. And much, much more. Here we go, guys. By the way, Fantasy Baseball Today, live noon Eastern. We'll have the most added and most viewed players for you. You can get all the videos on demand if you can't watch the show live at fantasynews.cbssports.com. Stat of the day before we get into Rutledge and a great trade offer I made to Nando this morning. Oh, that's why you embarrassed me.
Yeah.
I see. It's retribution.
It was the worst trade offer I've ever gotten in my life.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Stat of the day, Trevor Cahill, 89% owned. He has allowed 4 earned runs or fewer in 28 straight starts, which is the longest active streak in the majors.
That is a whole lot of consistent mediocrity there.
Yeah, but he's got a 2.81 ERA after yesterday's loss. 3-5, 2.81 ERA. Yeah, do you basically start Cahill all the time or matchups?
I'm still going matchups with him.
I like him all the time.
Okay.
But yeah. I'm a Cahill rooter. That's just me.
Yeah, I think I'm a Cahill downer.
Yeah, I guess.
I think it goes back to when he and Brett Anderson came up together, and I just like the Anderson better.
That's fair. That doesn't mean you had to hate Cahill.
That's really clinging to a grudge, isn't it?
Do you hate AJ Griffin but love Dan Straley?
No, it didn't work like that.
Yeah, you can love both of them.
Yeah,
equally. There's room in my heart.
So
cold heart.
Let's go on to the debut of the day, guys, and that's Tyler Lyons, St. Louis starting pitcher. Tyler Lyons owned in 4% of leagues. Made his major league debut at San Diego, 7 innings, 4 hits, 1 run, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts. Now, Jaime Garcia is going to miss the rest of the season. Jake Westbrook had a setback. He had elbow pain throwing his bullpen session yesterday. So we've got Gast. We've got Lyons.
Waka.
Waka, waka, waka.
There it is.
Oh, yeah. So is he going to be coming up? Oh, I have Kyle Gibson, too. We have to talk about him.
They have a host of guys they can
Not
use.
Not St. Louis.
The Cardinals.
Well, besides, I mean, would think Waka would be the obvious guy. I thought he would be up before Lyons.
They could stretch out 3 guys in their bullpen if
true.
They needed to.
Yeah.
Kelly, Rosenthal,
and
Garcia.
Maness.
Oh, I was even thinking Carlos Martinez.
Or Martinez, there's a fourth one.
So what do you think? I mean, who's the speculative play here?
Lyons is good. Watch him turn into Pete Cosma with these terrible minor league numbers, but he's awesome all of a sudden in the majors for no reason.
But you're not going to pick him up.
No.
I don't think Cosma's that awesome either.
All right, not awesome, but awesomer than like a guy who's hitting .230 in his career in the minors is capable of hitting .265 in the majors and playing every day. You know, Lyons had 4+ ERA in the minors, and look at what he did last night.
Yeah.
Well, if he is the equivalent of Pete Cosma, that means you don't need to own him. Because Pete Cosma, you don't need to own. all right. Steal of the day. David Ortiz stole third for the first time in his career. That's fine. It's great. This is the Ron Washington-esque move of the day. Jim Leland pulling a Ron Washington. He brought Justin Verlander back after a 62-minute rain delay in the 5th inning. I mean, come on.
Why?
I saw that. I watched him warm up.
And they were winning 9-5 at the time, and he had already given up 3 runs, Verlander, in the inning. And he, well, okay, you know what? Forget about Leland. Whatever. Verlander, though, 5 innings, 10 hits, 5 runs, 1 walk, 9 strikeouts. He is the number 37 starting pitcher in points, number 35 in Roto. 5-4, 3.66 ERA. This is 3 disappointing starts in a row for Justin Verlander. And oh, Scott has gotten in my head with his Verlander.
Verlander.
And now it takes me a second to know how to pronounce his name. Anyway, Verlander has given up a hit per inning this season.
There was a cool...
what do you think?
I think the Twitter handle's World of Isaac. That's just where I saw it. A couple pictures of the Indians' third base coach putting his hand down.
Really?
Watching Verlander's mitt like he's tipping pitches. It could just be the way he was holding his hands. But I think it's a cool little conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Go look up at World of Isaac. I think that's what it is.
Is that like another French dictator or something?
No,
like
I have
that?
No idea what it is. It might have had something to do with the guy from the Love Boat. But
World of Isaac?
Yeah, I think it was at World of Isaac. Put the podcast on hold because this might take you a while to go through all of his...
World of Isaac on
Twitter.
Or
let Al talk on Verlander. He's still number one in your book.
He was number two. Still is.
Oh, behind Strasburg?
Behind Kershaw.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... Yeah, still striking out, guys. I know. I'm not too. No, I'm not worried at all. Not worried at all about Verlander. And I want to look up the game log from last year because I swear there was a similar stretch where he had three or four pretty bad starts in a row.
Well, you can do that. Meanwhile, World of Isaac's right, Twitter.
Yeah,
handle.
You can. Okay, I'll hand it off to you now.
He's got a picture of somebody at the Heat game wearing white jeans and a white shirt, and he's saying, "Come on, white jeans, white shirt."
That's not being helpful.
Proof that Justin Verlander's tipping pitches and the Indians are stealing them.
There you go. Watch his right hand. There's a picture of the guy's right hand.
Oh, yeah. Third base coach putting his...
He's got a perfect line of vision of Verlander's mitt.
I wouldn't exactly call that proof.
I know. I said it's not proof. It's just a fun little conspiracy theory.
No, he said
theory.
It was proof.
Oh.
World of Isaac did. Whoever that is.
Whoever that is.
But, all right, anyway.
And as for... For Verlander, or however we're going to pronounce it, Zoolander.
Zoolander.
He didn't have a string of three straight starts like I thought last year, but he had a bunch of back-to-back bad ones last year, which was, pretty good year for
I'd say decent,
Justin Verlander.
An okay year for Justin Verlander.
So
we're not
he had
a
eight earned runs, followed by a one, followed by a six late in the year. He had a couple back-to-back, five runs, but one case it wasn't all earned. So, it's going to have to be at least a couple more bad starts before I start dropping him in the rankings.
All right. The big news, Josh Rutledge sent down to the minors. I've got some names of shortstop replacements. You tell me who you like. I know who you're going to say. But Zach Cozart.
Who are you going to say? Why don't you write it down and tell us?
Okay. I'll tell you after.
It's a good game.
Zach Cozart.
It's a new segment.
Guess who Al's going to say? And then guess who I'm going to say?
Okay, I'm going to ask you guys for your top three.
I just want to see if you can say Zach Cozart one more time.
Wait, I'm going to ask you guys for your top three. And before I do, I'm going to guess on my piece of paper who your top three is going to be.
All right.
So here are the replacement options. Cozart, Alexi Ramirez, Stephen Drew, Didi Gregorius, Eric Ibar, Johnny Peralta, and Brandon Crawford. Give me one second here.
Give me one second, too, because I'm stuck on my third one.
I think I've got my three.
A close call.
And Al is going to go. All right, Nana, you can go
because
I've got your three.
You're going to know who I pick before I know.
Number one, Alexi Ramirez. Number two, Stephen Drew. Number three, Didi Gregorius.
Wow, I was way off.
Yeah, let me guess. You thought Stephen Drew was going to be number one?
Two. I thought Cozart was going to be number one for you.
No, you're wrong. Although he's doing okay batting second. He had a big game last night.
Yeah, he did.
That's the Adam Azer way of thinking. He had a big game last night, so he's got to be number one.
All these guys are junk. But you okay?
Oh,
you
Ramirez
went...
is. I don't think Ramirez is junk. Upside 280, 15 homers, 20 steals, maybe.
So you went upside. You went Ramirez, Drew, and who is third?
I like Didi Gregorius a little bit.
Okay, and Al, you're going. I predict you're going Ibar, Alexi Ramirez, Drew.
Oh, you were so close. Because it was Drew was the guy I left off. Missed the cut for Zach Cozart.
All right, you went Ibar, Alexi Ramirez, and Cozart.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm okay. Would you drop Rutledge for those guys?
No,
I'd do it for Ramirez and Drew. Obviously, Al wouldn't.
No, well, let me see, because I think I do. No, I don't have Ibar. Yeah, I had Rutledge ranked ahead of all those guys.
What's the deal? I mean, how long can we expect him to be down?
That's the problem.
I mean, obviously you don't know, but there's a precedent that's right on the tip of my tongue, and I just can't think of it, but something similar that happened last year.
With the Rockies?
Well, okay. I think this is the one I was thinking of, and I think this was last year with Logan Morrison. Remember?
Right, but he was like...
That was a big surprise.
He was scolded, though, wasn't he, for the bowling tweets or whatever?
No, because the front office said it had nothing to do with that.
All right.
So that couldn't have been it.
Yeah.
but
he was taught a lesson.
But the similarity, yeah, the circumstances were different. But the similarity was in that when it happened, we had no clue how long he was going to be down, and it was for, I think, barely more than the minimum.
Right.
I suspect that's what's going to happen here with Rutledge. So, no, I'm not dropping him. I mean, if it's a situation where that's the only way I can get a replacement, then obviously I have to.
Would you prefer Danny Espinosa to any of those guys?
Let's see.
That's a gamble.
It is a gamble. And at this point, actually, I wouldn't. I think I'd actually rather have Zach Cozart.
I think I'd rather have Ramirez and Drew. You know, they've kept Tyler Colvin down for all this time, and I thought it was going to be a couple weeks to find his swing.
Yep.
They DFA'd Chris Nelson. They DFA'd Reed Brignac. Like, they're not messing around. LeMahieu can hit. I mean, he's got, I think, a 300-plus average in the minors, PCL for what it's worth. But
yeah, sort of a Jordan Pacheco-y type contribution.
If he does well, I mean, second base is his position. Rutledge had to switch positions, so maybe, you know, Walt Weiss is the manager. He was pretty good middle infielder back in his day. He might see something that needs to be corrected or he doesn't like or something. It's just strange. Rockies are strange this year, Al.
Can I be honest with you guys?
Sure, go ahead. Yeah. You don't know who Robespierre is?
Put together, you know what? I don't feel comfortable with that. Well, let's start the whole thing over. No, I put together the notes today. I don't like it. I don't like what we have today to talk about. I think it's very boring stuff.
Oh, a way to get people to keep listening.
So I want to know from you, what is exciting in fantasy baseball today?
I'll tell you what. I actually, this is quite the confluence here of things. Because this morning I'm putting my notes together on my little virtual yellow pad.
Right.
And I'm thinking, what a good day to really shake it up and talk about something different, like how we evaluate players. Because you made this trade proposal to me. And thinking about it this morning, I had two thoughts. And one is...
Is this still floating out there, by the way, this trade proposal? This is like a 4 days.
Let's reset it, too. Yeah. So I would give you Stanton and Adrian Gonzalez, and you would give me Matt Kemp and Alan Craig.
Which league is this?
Did you just include weeks too?
I didn't. I might be willing.
That's the only one I'm willing to entertain at this point.
Categories or?
No, points.
Nope. All right. Points.
All right, Ricky Weeks.
Right. So here were my reactions this morning as I was thinking about it. One, I should have thought of this yesterday, but I was caught off guard, I think. I would never have made a trade with players of that magnitude without shopping guys around first.
I like that.
So that was just a point I wanted to make that I don't think I've ever made that, you know, in terms of how you approach a trade.
That's a good point.
But the other thing I think that's a meatier discussion topic is, you know, how do we know when a guy, when you give up on a guy, like a really good guy? And I'll give you an example because, you know, we've been very consistent of, you know, don't sell low on Matt Kemp, don't sell low on Josh Hamilton. But I got to tell you, for the first month plus, I was just absolutely at a loss as what to do with CJ Wilson. Had him in Tout Wars, had him in some other leagues.
Right.
And I thought, God, I really messed this up. You know, there's got to be some way to sell him. Obviously, probably not high, but maybe sell him at least at, you know, on the dollar for dollar where I drafted him. I was desperate to get rid of him. And fortunately, I didn't even really try. This was just sort of all in my head. But the moral of the story is he's turned things around.
Yes.
And
yeah, it was just the walks, though. I mean, he hasn't had a lot of earned runs in any start, has he?
I think there were a couple, but the walks were really concerning me. The whip was really concerning me.
He's coming off surgery.
Yeah, there's that. But you know,
start yesterday for Wilson.
Yeah, and that's kind of what got me thinking about this because I thought, you know, I saw a parallel between thinking about trading CJ Wilson and right now me thinking about trading Matt Kemp.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And
I see.
I'm not sure if you're selling low on Matt Kemp, though. I mean, that is
from
an outside observer, fair offer.
And I don't think it's selling low either, but it's still a question of it reflects a distrust on my part because I'm not selling him low, but I'm also saying basically, yeah, I'm willing to give him to Adam in order to get Giancarlo Stanton when we don't even know exactly when he's coming back and to get a Ricky Weeks who's been pretty miserable so far.
Yep.
And so that's all based on, you know, I'm seeing risk in Kemp, but I'm saying I'm willing to give up that risk to take on the risk of a Giancarlo Stanton, and we don't know when he's going to come back and how good he's going to be, and a Ricky Weeks who's going to rebound when, you know, this season and half of last season he's been awful.
Who was the third guy?
Well, there were
Adrian
three
Gonzalez.
Other.
Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Adrian Gonzalez,
Stanton, and Ricky Weeks for Kemp and Craig.
So that it's just loaded with risk because Gonzalez and Craig have been disappointing from a power perspective.
And it's a shallow league, too.
Yeah.
Well, now that I've lost Rutledge, if I trade away Weeks, I'm just going to have a terrible middle infield, which brings me to another discussion topic. Somebody wrote us an email a few days ago. I didn't have a chance to read it on the air. But he wrote us a trade question. It was basically like, should I trade these really good corner infielders to get better middle infielders? Because there are good corner infielders out there on the waiver wire, and there's nothing at middle infield. And I think that's part of this trade now that we're making is like, I don't really want to give up Ricky Weeks, even as bad as he's been.
Weeks is probably on your bench at this point, though, right?
He is for Kelly Johnson, but it's not like I can bank on Kelly Johnson all year.
And your shortstop's in the minor leagues?
Yeah, and well, now my shortstop's Eric Ibar, but because I just dropped Rutledge for him. But bottom line is, I mean, outfield, first base, I'd feel more comfortable making trades at those positions than giving away middle infielders because even in this shallow 12-team, 21-man roster league, the middle infielders out there are just they're borderline terrible. You can't go to the waivers and expect to win with those guys.
That's
but you
true.
Can go to the waivers in this league and get Brandon Belt. You can pick up Adam Thun when he gets hot.
Paul Konerko's probably out there.
Konerko, I'm sure, is out there. Yonder Alonso's probably out there. You might have him, though. But in this type of league, you can get the corner infielders. You can get the outfielders. But I don't know. I'm hesitant to trade away middle infield depth.
You're right. You have a very good point. I was moving Rutledge down, and I couldn't believe how, like, I'm like, I want to move him down. I'm like, I'm going to move him down to, like, 30-something. And I think I stopped at 18, right by Dustin Ackley, because after that, it's just a wasteland of, you know, a guy who's going to hit maybe 260 with five steals and five home runs. It's just a boring, terrible pool of players.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
terrible.
Well, that's
it's, it's a boring pool and terrible for fantasy.
Yeah, exactly.
And this all sort of comes together in terms of this trade, again, because I was considering it, again, only with Weeks included, because I'm not going to solve this problem by going to waivers at second base. For you, it's a shortstop issue.
With
Rutledge. But for me, my problem is second base, but we have the same problem.
Yeah.
So
who do you have at second base?
Dustin Ackley.
Oh.
And he's still there because, again, I'm not going to replace him with the horrible guys who are on waivers.
There's nothing to pick up.
Yeah, at least Ackley, I still think
this is a 12-team league.
Still some upside there.
This is 12-team without a middle infielder league.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, imagine in a roto league, it'd be even worse.
Yeah.
All right, so.
That's why I gobbled up Jerko.
If we could just get. Yeah. Just why I come full circle again because.
That's a good point, Nando.
Because, again, I feel like C.J. Wilson has sort of taught me a lesson here that I think a lot of times here I preach of, you know, trust the long-term record. You know, bad things can happen to good players for extended periods of time, but they're still good players who can be great at any time. And I think with Kemp and even with Alan Craig, I've sort of forgotten that. And I don't know, like, I thought it was an interesting discussion because I have a very strong bias there, one that I sort of went away from. And do at times, but like, do you guys feel differently when you see a guy, you know, let's say like an Alan Craig type, who's maybe not a top player, but you know, you expect him to be a very good player. You got him still probably in the latter part of the early rounds. And what does it mean when a month and a half, 2 months into the season, or for any 2 month stretch, that they're not who you thought they were?
That's Craig, I wasn't as high on as you and Scott, though.
Yeah.
But I know it's like a
well,
certain
who's,
player.
Who's your, yeah, who's your equivalent then?
Yeah, let's say Ricky Weeks, because I always kind of like Ricky Weeks. I like to just stay the course. And there's always a little part of me that says, maybe he's injured. Maybe I'm going to be an idiot by holding on to him and not grabbing this other guy while I can. But usually I tend to stay the course a lot more because, all right, look, I did it with Mike Moustakas. Actually, Mike Moustakas, perfect example. Looked at all his numbers yesterday. I had to write some analysis on him. And if he had 19 more hits over his first, what have we played now? 40 games?
Yeah.
His average would be 287,
maybe.
Something like that. And, you know, his BABIP's sitting like 170 right now.
Yeah.
So it's a legitimate thing to think. If he had a hit every other game.
That's a lot. Well,
one extra hit every other game.
Not that much.
You know, had 1-2 for four games, and doesn't have to get one for four games, you know, stuff like that. His batting average would be 250 right now, something like that. And he'd look like a normal player, and I'm sure there'd be some power in there. So, you know, if that happens over the next 40 games, if he can go on, get hot and swing the pendulum the other way, you know, if he hits 300, I think the number I came up with, I don't know, it's all written out there on the site somewhere, but, oh, in the column. Basically, it's if Moustakas can hit a normal amount of hits I toyed with the batting averages and he'll look good again. And it's that simple. Like, you know, one hit every other game isn't asking a ton. And he'd have a, you know,
no,
nice
average. I think you stick with guys. You got to give him a long leash. And I think it's kind of interesting. It's basically we're saying we are who they thought they were in many cases, which brings me to Francisco Liriano.
Yeah.
All right. Who is Francisco Liriano and how aggressively are you pursuing him?
I don't know.
I mean, he's owned in 70-something percent of leagues, but is he really this good? He's got an ERA of 1 after 3 starts. And he's striking everyone out.
Well, you had to believe earlier.
Yeah.
I think at this point, any if you go out there and you look for Francisco Liriano, the owner of Liriano is going to want to hold on to him so fiercely just to prove that he was right about Liriano that you're going to have to pay a huge price.
Well, he's owned in 71% of leagues, so he's still available.
By tomorrow, that'll be 90.
He's got 2 starts at Detroit and home against Cincinnati next week. It's going to be an interesting week for him. He's stranding 90% of base runners, according to the update I read this morning. I don't know what that means.
Well, a little over 70 is normal. So, you know, that 90's kind of out of control. But then again, you say he has an ERA of 1, right? Or so. Mm-hmm. So
3-0.
You know, sometimes you can get carried away with, you know, peripherals in small samples because if you say, oh, he's overperforming. Well, if you're overperforming with an ERA of 1 and regression brings you to a 3 ERA, that's still somebody you want.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, I think the more important point is that you said he's striking everybody out.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's do the abridged version of this show now. A little bit different today. Let's look at the fringy starting pitchers, and I do want to talk about Fernando Rodney a lot and Kyle Gibson. Kyle Gibson, guys, anybody? I picked him up in a league. Vance Worley sent down yesterday. You think he's going to get called up now?
Yeah, he seems like the next guy.
He does.
PJ Walters might sneak in there, but
I mean, I was very surprised by the Dodono promotion. So, you know, when a precedent's set like that, sort of like with the Reds passing up Billy Hamilton, and you could come up with other examples,
right?
You know, then I haven't pursued Gibson. I do have him already in our AL only experts league, so it'll be great if he does get called up there. But I haven't pursued him elsewhere because it just, you know, it seems like the Twins sent a signal that they may be holding him back for Super 2 reasons or just to get more innings or what have you.
They sent out Worley right after that game. I got the press release, I think, right when the game ended.
Yeah, no, actually. Yeah.
It was like they sent him to his room.
Yeah, go.
He had a terrible start. All right, fringy starting pitchers. Jorge De La Rosa was pretty good against Arizona. Jared Parker gave up 2 home runs and 3 earned runs in the first inning. Then he threw 6 scoreless at Texas. 3 straight quality starts with 5 Ks in each of them. He's got San Francisco and the White Sox at home next week. By the way, De La Rosa at Houston and home against the Dodgers. Jeremy Hellickson, 75% owned. Hard to figure out. He's got Miami at home at Cleveland next week. Francisco Liriano, again, at Detroit and home against Cincinnati. Jason Hamill had a good start. His first quality start of the month of May against the Yankees at Washington, home against Detroit. Ubaldo Jimenez. There's Ubaldo Jimenez that we know and love. 4 innings, 6 earned. At Cincinnati, home against Tampa Bay next week. Mark Burley, a good start against Tampa Bay. He's got Atlanta at home and the Padres on the road
next
week.
He's got 2 interleague games?
Yeah.
That's good. Good for him.
And Kevin Slowey, good start against Philadelphia, but he left with a lat strain. If he pitches next week, he's at Tampa Bay and home against the Mets.
Now, I had a Scott White-like weird premonition because I was watching that game, and Slowey was cruising along pretty well, and I thought, you know, really having it, you know, finally on track, you know, after these years of, you know, injuries and ineffectiveness and, you know, slowly have a nice little season. Gotta hope something doesn't happen to him. And then 2 innings later,
bang.
Bang.
He's the Marlins all-star. They need him.
Yeah.
They need him back. All right. So anyway, we got De La Rosa, Parker, Hellickson, Liriano, Hamill, Jimenez, Burley, Slowey. Top 4.
Liriano, Hellickson, Parker, Burley. In that order.
All right. Sorry, I'm catching up here.
Liriano, Hellickson, Parker, Burley.
Yeah, Liriano, Hellickson,
Parker,
Burley. Hamill.
Can't lose.
Sorry.
This is just what yesterday was. I don't want anything to do with most of those guys.
Why,
Liriano, yes.
Why not Hellickson?
Hellickson's ERA.
This is a confusing bunch here.
Hellickson's ERA is over 5 right now, so it's not like he's having
but
that good of a year.
Three.
I know,
like,
but again,
solid
I keep coming back. I keep coming back to this with Hellickson. Even last year, he had a good year. He was like the number 60, number 59 starting pitcher in fantasy.
That's usable, though, as an anchor.
It's usable, yeah, but it's not. he's not as good in fantasy as he could be in real life because he doesn't strike people out. But that said, his K rate is pretty good this year.
Yeah, no, that's why I say you said he's confusing, and that's absolutely right, because he was one thing as a minor leaguer, something else the last two seasons, and something a lot of the more stat-leaning analysts have questioned, because all Hellickson has really done is give you ERA because the strikeout-to-walk ratios haven't been good, and it's been all, you know, not getting – well, I shouldn't say that. He's given you, I think, a decent whip because he's been getting pop-outs in place of strikeouts,
right,
and then not letting those guys score because of crazy high strand rates. But he did it in back-to-back years, and there are some pitchers who just – are off the charts with that on a regular basis. And now this year, Hellickson is the guy that a lot of the sabermetricians feared he'd become. So what do you, which do you believe in?
You got to go one way. It's like Brandon Morrow. Which one is the real Brandon Morrow?
It's exactly like that.
Well, I can't justify picking up Hellickson unless it's a deep league, because he's getting lit up too often.
Two-start week with Miami in there?
No, that's
Cleveland's a little dangerous.
Yeah, he's just getting – I mean, the Miami start is incredible. He's probably going to have a good week just because of the Miami start. Parker, though, I think, you know, this is encouraging.
It is.
And because his last start was good. All right, anyway, we said our piece there. Fernando Rodney blew another save. He was replaced by Joel Peralta. Anyone picking up Peralta?
Maybe. Maybe in a league where I'm very desperate for saves and it's deep roto rosters.
I mean, probably not, just because I picked up Jansen in a bunch of leagues, so I don't know that I want to be carrying two speculative save sources.
You prefer Jansen to Peralta?
And I do prefer Jansen, yeah.
Rafael Betancourt does not need the DL. He could pitch Friday, so Rex Brothers got a save for Colorado yesterday, but you can ignore it. Adam Eaton has been shut down because of elbow pain. And yesterday, Scott kind of said he had a similar track, a similar course to other hitters who have needed Tommy John, and then we get this elbow pain report. Kind of weird. Kyle Loesch has been scratched from Saturday's start.
I have
Mike
to wonder
Fires
if Scott has a voodoo doll or something.
Right?
10 pins in his elbow. Hiroki Kuroda left yesterday's start with a bruised calf. He was having a terrible outing. Joe Girardi said he'd be surprised if Kuroda missed his next start. Chase Utley's going to have an MRI today on his sore ribs. Trevor Plouffe on the 7-day DL, and Chris Polabella was called up, 30 years old.
So much trouble with the Italian names. Chris Colabello. C.
Oh, why did I put a P in there?
I don't know. No, yeah, it's true.
I thought Italians pronounced their C's as P's.
We do. It's
Chris Colabello was called up, 30 years old. Slugged 659 in AAA, went 0 for 4. Anyone interested in Colabello?
No, I wish
I think
there
I was
a
making
spot.
A cheese portobello.
That's a mushroom.
I mean mushrooms. I had the Italian thing stuck in
my head. You're on fire today.
I know what a portobello mushroom is.
This is like evil Adam. He's wearing the black waffle shirt today.
I am. Okay, I'm just trying to inject a little humor into the show today at my own expense. All right, Chris the Mushroom, Colabello. Anyone interested?
If he had a spot, I'd love it. He's one of those guys who's been in the independent leagues for like 7 years and smashed the ball for Team Italy in the spring.
Of course.
But no, there's nowhere for him to play. It's sad.
And yeah, I'm rooting against him because of having picked up RC in some leagues.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Ryan Madsen felt irritation in his elbow, and he says his rehab has reached a plateau.
That stinks.
I'm feeling irritation.
Yeah.
Hey, the Angels did say, what, like a month or two of rehab? So maybe they worked that in.
Right, that's true.
Yeah, it was kind of a confusing update because he also had said, you know, he was so close to being ready.
Yeah, it might just be a minor setback. He said that they might have been pushing it a little bit too hard. Yeah. The Dodgers, Andre Ethier was on the bench again, third time in six games. Scott Van Slyke doubled twice and drove in two. Please. D. Gordon sat yesterday. Nick Punto started at short and had two hits. The closer situation is pretty fluid right now. Could be one or the other each night. And Yasiel Puig, we're getting a lot of questions about him. What do you guys think right now?
Yeah, so that was yesterday, right, when Mattingly made a statement, then sort of retracted, saying that they it sounded like they were close to calling up Puig, but oh no, maybe not, and I don't know what's going on. Talk to Ned Colletti.
Yeah.
So some mixed messages there out of the Dodgers about Puig, but not a mixed message in Andre Ethier getting benched. So
is he droppable?
I think he turns it around. I don't think he's droppable. If you got him,
I think in some formats he is droppable. 10-team for sure.
Okay.
Maybe 12 team. I'm still hanging on to him, but it's not even inconceivable for me to drop him there because it's been a long, long time since we've seen Ethier really give you a corner outfielder type power.
John Heyman had to write a story that Don Mattingly's not going to get fired today. Did you see that one?
No.
I think it was Heyman.
Don
Mattingly's not getting fired Thursday, today, the off day. He'll be supposed to be the coach this weekend. That's how bad things are. And Ethier, his feelings were upset because Mattingly called him out to the press. It's ugly.
Well, who's the best stash right now? Kyle Gibson, Yasiel Puig.
Probably Ethier.
Christian Yelich.
You put Ethier in there?
No, minor leaguers.
I still feel like Puig's a little speculative.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm saying that's not a good sign for Ethier.
Because then what are you going to do with Ethier?
I still like the path for Yelich better.
You trade Ethier to the Mets with his big contract?
Yeah, right.
They're not going to take that on.
Yeah.
Best mushroom. Portobello, yeah. Shiitake. I don't know any others. Do you?
I'm just blanking on mushrooms.
Yeah. I don't know.
All right.
Sorry. We'll go Portobello for you, Adam.
Okay, thank you. Grade the trade, part one, finally. Here we go.
There's Pocono mushrooms, aren't there?
Sure. You would know better than I would.
If only there was a magic.
I'm not Googling it. All right. I'm just not. By the way, we're going to be moving to a new office for our podcast.
I'm upset about that, actually.
And I believe the table in the room is going to be black.
It's an office, so we're not podcasting from our
I thought you said we were doing it from the
we're
studio.
We're doing it in a studio, right. I think the table in there is going to be black, and the only thing I thought of was like, how is Nando going to write on the table?
Silver markers.
Actually, it's perfect.
Why?
You can write all you want.
Oh, yeah.
Won't bother. That won't bother me at all. All right, great.
I'm going to take some of those Panini stickers and just slap them on, though.
Good.
Because those won't come off, yeah.
Nando tried to put a removable tattoo on me during the show the other day.
It almost worked.
No, it didn't. Here we go from Jeff. 10-team mixed head-to-head categories league, sending Shin-Soo Chu and Matt Harvey, receiving Albert Pujols and Chase Headley.
D plus.
C.
Chu and Harvey for Pujols and Headley.
Yeah.
Nando hates Headley.
Yeah. I don't hate Headley. I love Headley. I'm embracing him now because I need him to hit home runs in order for Jerko and Alonso to do better. Think about that.
I don't really know how that makes any sense.
Two bigger bats in the lineup.
Jerko. No, I mean, I get that, but it's like Jerko's hitting behind him.
Yeah.
It's not like he's going to drive in Jerko and give Jerko more runs.
I think the onus of having to be the two power bats in the lineup are now off Alonso and Jerko.
Oh, no.
With Headley and Quentin back.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, from Brian. 10-team head-to-head league. I give Scherzer and Hanley. I get Bautista.
That's a C plus.
That's a C. Nope. That's a D plus.
I was going to say, I can't believe you'd not be going under C.
I had Hanley on the other side. I was looking at that wrong.
By the way, you know it would be really weird if you tried to give Adam an actual tattoo on the show.
We could work on that.
Yeah.
He'd hear it coming, though. That's the problem.
Yeah.
I got one. 12-team head-to-head. I get Jeremy Guthrie and Brett Gardner. I give Ian Desmond. From a guy who...
That's a B.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
Al?
Yeah, I think it's enough.
Thank you very much.
Okay, yeah, offer you Guthrie. What did I offer? Guthrie and Gardner?
Let's bring it to F-minus level. It's from a guy who I work with every day who knows my
rankings
intimately.
Gardner has as many points as Desmond.
What?
Gardner has as many points as Desmond.
I have too many outfielders already.
Look, I was desperate. It was meant to start the dialogue.
What makes it worse is you blast it on email saying, Stanton's on the table. I'm like, all right, let's see what he can give me. And then, Guthrie and Gardner for Ian Desmond. That's a good deal.
Thank you.
Al, you should feel bad. He's putting Stanton on the table. You're in the middle of a Stanton trade that's still live.
Putting pressure on Al. You got to pull the trigger.
Al should reject it.
All right, let's get moving here. Curtis in Windsor, Ontario. 10-team head-to-head points league. I sent Donaldson and Wilhelmsen. I received Posey and Prado.
That's an A-.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
I agree. And I'm disappointed, though, that you called it Windsor, Ontario and not South Detroit.
Very good. Dear Fantasy Ponch, John, and Sergeant Joe.
Chips?
Oh.
Is it? What?
I don't know. I'll look it up. I gave up Carl Crawford and Josh Hamilton. I got Matt Cain and Jay Bruce. I really need a pitching. This is Josh and Sedona.
That's C. I think that's
I like Sedona.
Pretty decent. Oh, Sedona gets an A.
Yeah.
But the trade, I would give a C.
I'll say C-.
All right.
Sorry, Josh.
Yeah?
But he lives in an A place.
That's what averages out.
Al, good call with chips.
Thank you.
Dan in Galva, Illinois. I give Lance Lynn. I get Craig Kimbrel.
That is a B.
That's a C minus for me.
Oh yeah, you like Lynn better than Kimbrel?
I just think closers a little more plentiful. You can grab Joel Peralta right now.
Even though he's not the same guy so far, I think Craig Kimbrel's just not your average closer.
He gets a lot of strikeouts.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
All right, these are oh no, never mind. This is one haiku. Hello, Aldo, Donnie, and Hugo.
Don't know.
Okay. Here's the haiku.
Is it from the movie Hugo?
Always ticking clock. Faster reads the sign he holds. Adam whines a lot.
Oh, man. Not today. This is like Adam's high, and he's like, let's just do whatever on the show today, guys.
This is
going to be awesome.
Oh, he's talking about mushrooms.
Yeah, exactly. He's misspelling Colabello. He doesn't know what's going on.
Aldo, Donnie, and Hugo are Inglourious Bastards.
This is awesome. What did you do this morning?
I was up watching the Heat game last night.
Yeah. You're up all night, all the time. This is something different.
I don't know.
Something was in your cereal.
I don't know what's going on. All right, 12-team head-to-head points with five keepers. Give up Matt Moore and Kyle Seager. Get Robinson Cano, where Cano can't be kept.
We should tell everyone you're sitting on Al's lap right now when you're doing this. Licking his face. This is weird, man.
It's really weird.
Are you saying that I'm on mushrooms?
Yeah.
That is not true. Okay, 12-team head-to-head points league with five keepers. I give up Matt Moore and Kyle Seager. I get Robinson Cano, but I can't keep Cano. I figure it's at least a B+.
I don't really care about the keeper aspect this early in the season. I want you. We play to win the game.
Yes.
So
good quote. B.
B minus. Quote's a B.
Yeah, he says it's at least a B+. I'm gonna go B.
Go B minus.
Who was that? That was Tony. Thank you, Tony. To Tony, Killian, and Jarvis from Mo Man in Miami. Again, don't know.
Don't know.
He says, you have no idea how long it took to spell Wilhelmson on autocorrects, but here we go.
Still spelled it wrong.
I trade away Robinson Cano. I receive Dustin Pedroia and Chris Sale in an 8-team head-to-head points league.
That's a B+.
B-.
And should I drop Jim Johnson for Glenn Perkins or Tom Wilhelmson?
Just because you went through all the trouble of doing the Wilhelmson, go for Wilhelmson.
If you're going to do it, do for Wilhelmson. I don't feel like Johnson's droppable, though.
No, but in an 8-team league, and obviously these guys are on the waiver wire.
That's a good point. Yeah, Wilhelmson.
Nick in the Netherlands. Hey, Abe, Homer, and Bart. I just made a trade, and I'm... Who's that?
Is it the Simpsons?
Yeah, it is. Made a trade. I'm not feeling so good about it. I gave up Jordan Zimmerman, and I got David Price.
What's not to feel good about that?
I was trying to sell high on Zimmerman.
And you did it.
Yeah, Nick. Good job.
So, A?
That's a B+.
B+, yeah.
Only because of Price's injury.
All right, Matt from Detroit has two haiku grade the trade. 16-team keeper league, head-to-head points. Traded Chu for Kemp. Feeling slight pangs of regret. Did I screw this up?
No.
That's nice.
And we're grading it?
I'll give it a B-.
I was going to give it a B.
Also made this move, Martin Prado for Profar. Prado sucks this year.
That's a D-.
It is a keeper league.
It's definitely below a C, even for keeper league. Because it's a keeper league, I'll give it a C-.
All right, from Zachary. Dear insert super cool pop culture references that makes you love me forever. I'm in a 10-team head-to-head keeper league.
What were your three? What's a super cool pop reference that would make you love him forever?
Probably a 1600 pen reference.
Go for it.
Oh, God. Dear.
That was a true test of how much Dale, you paid attention. Dear Mr. President.
Dale, Skip, and... Oh. What is the girl's name? I can't remember. Anyway, Becca.
Big fan of the show, everybody.
Dale, Skip, and Becca. Dear Dale, Skip, and Becca.
What about Dear Ted Stryker, Captain Over, and Captain
Under?
There you go. 10-team head-to-head keeper league. Maximum keep three... A maximum keep three seasons. So I guess you can only keep for three seasons. I traded Cano, Verlander.
Cano's getting traded a lot here.
Yeah, well, it's twice, yeah. Cano, Verlander, and Matt Holliday. Really?
Yeah, Cano for Pedroia.
All right, please shut up.
Sorry,
just please.
Clock ticking.
There it is.
Cano, Verlander, and Holliday for Felix Hernandez, Pedroia, Aramis Ramirez, and Cespedes.
Cano, Verlander, Holliday out.
Yeah.
Hernandez, Pedroia, Ramirez, and Cespedes in.
That's...
Hate it.
I don't hate it.
That's a C minus.
That's a C minus.
Hey,
we're very much the
king
same
of
today.
The C minuses is back from Mike. 14 team mixed roto league. I traded Mike Morris for Norichika Aoki. I need batting average and steals.
That's
then you did well.
Yeah.
Well, for his really? Needs, I'll bump him to a C plus.
By the way, Caesar. Remember Caesar average. If you're just joining us,
Caesar
average.
Yeah, I'm like Caesar Milan.
Here's CJ. 10 team 5x5 roto league. Give Segura and Willingham. Get Trout and Rollins. Reyes is on my DL. Castro is currently my shortstop.
That's a B for me. I'm a big Segura rooter. You're getting Trout back.
Dude, that's an A+.
Yeah, that's. I think it's an A-. I was going to go B+, but yeah, deserves better. A-.
Good job. Get Trout. All right. 10 minutes left for four pages of notes.
And this is our fault?
No. It's just an interesting, different show today.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Injuries, news, and notes must be all the, never mind, all the polabellos. Evan Gattis hit his 10th home run. He has 27 RBIs, a grand slam yesterday, and he started
to catch.
At least
put the waffle shirt back on, man.
Oh, stop.
Someone's got to sit in that chair after you.
Not really.
I know.
Evan Gattis homered. Any thoughts? Finally started.
Just talking to Al on my way in here. I got him on the bench in Tout Wars because I have two. I have Dumit and Avila.
15-team league.
Yeah, 15-team roto league, and he wasn't playing. I don't think he's going to play a lot anyway. There's nowhere for him to go, especially with Schaefer playing the outfield when they decide to sit someone.
I mean, now, it sounds like your roster's pretty stacked, but in a 15-team, most 15-team league teams, I would think you got to find a spot for Gattis.
I would consider starting him over Avila. This is what Jim Leland had to say about Avila. Quote, I don't want to indicate that Alex isn't our catcher because he is, but at some point I have to do something, sit him down or go every other day for a while. I don't really have the formula just yet in my mind. And Avila did sit yesterday. Oh. Okay. Matt Joyce, minor hamstring injury, expects to be back Friday. Carlos Quentin, cortisone shot in his knee, hopes to play Friday. The White Sox will decide soon if it's going to be Axelrod or Santiago leaving the rotation. Danks will start Friday. Pablo Sandoval missed yesterday's game with an illness. Brandon Belt didn't start because of back tightness, but he did pinch hit. Nick Tepish missed yesterday's start. Ross Wolf made his first start in the majors, pitched 5 scoreless innings. Chet Lowry didn't start after he fouled the ball off his foot Tuesday. Jake Odorizzi's next start will come against the Yankees. Will come against the Marlins Monday instead of the Yankees Sunday.
Yeah, he flips with Cobb.
That's
to start
a big boost.
Cobb this week. To start Odorizzi next week.
That could be a nice, sneaky two-start Odorizzi if people gave up on him.
Mm-hmm. Anthony Gose started in right field, went 1-for-4 with a run. Micah Tsitsa, our baseball writer, he says Jared Weaver figures to replace Joe Blanton in the Angels rotation.
Yay, Jerome Williams.
Yeah. Jerome Williams or Jake Odorizzi?
Odorizzi.
Williams. No, I think he's going to be in the rotation longer.
Giancarlo Stanton took batting practice yesterday, hopes to begin running next week. Birch Smith sent down to the minors. Salvador Perez missed yesterday's game with a bruised hip. Says he could have played, so hopefully he'll be back Friday. Bullpen news, Bobby Parnell took the loss. Gave up 3 earned runs in the 9th. Rafael Soriano bounced back, got a save yesterday. Mojica struggled in a non-save situation. Mark Melanson got his first save of the season for Pittsburgh. Jason Greeley was unavailable. And Andrew Bailey gave up a solo home run in an inning of work.
I didn't know you had this in you.
This is amazing. Don't stop him. Keep going.
All right, guys. I'm going to leave it up to you. I've got this whole page of notes, and I've got Grade the Trade Part 2.
I can't talk that fast.
Do Micro Machines through this stuff, and we'll stop you if there's anything. We got to get to the people's trades.
Let's talk about these studs last night. Mostly studs. Samardzija, really good. Cliff Lee, complete game shutout. James Shields, tough luck, 2-5 record. But he's been great. Clay Buchholz, another great start. He's 7-0 with a 1.73 ERA. We talked about CJ Wilson. Gio Gonzalez has been pitching better lately. 4 straight starts of 2 earned runs or less. Hyunjin Ryu, 7 1/3, 6 hits, 2 walks, 2 runs, 4 Ks. And Paul Mahalam, 7 1/3, 1 unearned run. Anybody really stand out there?
Obviously, C.J. Wilson did for me. That's why I brought him up earlier in the show. Not worried about him anymore. Other than that, nah, pretty much what you see, what you get.
I think and I don't know if this is doable, but if you have Ryu and you could trade him for someone who's frustrated with Samardzija's lack of run support.
Which we'll be talking about on our show today.
On the show, cbssports.com/fantasybaseballtoday. Is that right?
No. fantasynews.cbssports.com/fantasybaseballtoday.
Whatever.
Yeah. I may not know my mushrooms, but I know the difference between a front slash and a back, forward slash and a backslash.
The point is, I would do that deal if you could. I don't know if you could. I don't know if Ryu's stock has gone that high, or if Samardzija has gone that low, but if it's doable, it's doable. I would make that deal.
Oh, I would make that deal in a second. Are we buying...
Hey, everyone, guess why Adam's distracted?
I was Googling. I really feel like there's a cheese that sounds something like Colabella. Are we buying Hyunjin Ryu, or do you think you can sell high on him, or should sell high on him?
I think you can sell high on him.
Yo, you think?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I'm okay, you're selling him to me then.
Really?
I like him.
I don't have him on any teams.
I have him. I have him, Al. We can make a trade.
Throw him into the trade.
Nah, a different league. Oh. Let's make a multi-league trade.
Like no one will know what's going on.
Basketball, like just different leagues playing each other.
Delmon Young, homers in back-to-back games. Any reason to pick him up? 18% owned.
National League only. Maybe 18-team Roto, which is another spot where I own him.
Okay.
Smaller park, he could have some power.
Young or Schierholz?
Probably go Schierholz.
And I apologize because I...
Delmon Young.
Delmon Young. Okay, just making sure.
Pay attention, Al. You've been off the map all show.
Oh, multi-league trades, man. Polabello.
Yeah, I had some of those Polabellos. Hey, I'm sorry. I don't want either of these guys. Okay, Delmon Young. Let's move on.
All right, grade the trade part two. Grade the trade in the hood.
That's a good one.
You know it?
It's a Leprechaun reference.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Really?
What Leprechaun?
2?
5.
Whatever.
Grade the trade part two begins with... somebody whose name I forgot to include. Dear Jordan, Pippen, and Rodman.
Basketball reference.
Yeah. I think they were Chicago Blackhawks.
They were. What a game last night, guys, by the way. Unbelievable. But I don't know how you take Roy Hibbert off the floor, right? All right.
Don't even know what that means.
You are just so out of the loop.
I'm just kidding.
You're not kidding. I made 2 trades in a 6x6 head-to-head 14-team keeper league with OBP and quality starts. I give Hunter Pence, I get Jay Bruce.
Hey.
Yes.
I give Jake Peavy, I get Cole Hamels.
C.
C plus.
No.
What?
You're wrong. It's an A minus. Hamels is better. Hamels is great.
You want more.
we want more. There's more and less stuff. All right. You guys apparently don't like Hamels that much as I do.
This is
and
the
I
greatest.
Like Peavy.
This is the
I like
greatest
Hamels.
Podcast
I like
you've
Peavy
ever
slightly
done.
Less.
All right. From Nick, dear Rocky, Colt, and Tum Tum.
I don't have no
come
idea.
On.
Nope.
3 ninjas, damn it. Points league.
Oh, my God.
Cursing. Well, we've had it before. You should know this by now.
Let's get a girl in here.
Points league, 27-man rosters. I give Matt Kemp and Freddie Freeman. I get Prince Fielder, Asdrubal Cabrera, and Lorenzo Cain.
That is a C-. Was thinking D-plus, maybe even.
I would go with a D.
From Steven, I send Sinchu Chu. Shinsu Chu, he wrote it wrong. Jose Valverde and Profar. So giving up Chu, Valverde, and Profar, getting Bautista and Addison Reed. Oh, God,
B-.
Yeah. Love it.
C+.
And Jake says, hey, 3 obscure pop culture references. Grade the trade in an 8-team categories league. I give Miguel Cabrera, Shelby Miller, and Alan Craig. I get Fielder, Trout, and Anibal Sanchez.
Hey. Woo.
I don't know about A, but B+.
Okay.
A-. I looked at it again.
Justin in Hilton's, Virginia. Dear Joseph Winston and Franklin.
The only Winston I know is Winston Zedmore.
Yeah, me too.
Wait. Oh, Winston
famous
Churchill.
Churchill's.
Winston Churchill, Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Oh! Joseph.
Stalin.
Yeah, I guess.
Probably
so.
Not.
No.
Those 3 don't seem to go together.
Stalin
spelled it with an F.
That's true.
No, but that's got to be Stalin.
Well, 2 are good guys.
All right, head-to-head categories league. Sent, it's 10 teams. Sent Corbin, Craig, and Swisher. Got Stanton, Kadire, and Hamels. A+.
Sent Corbin, Craig, Swisher. Oh, that's a good trade. That's an A. It's going to require some patience, but...
Yes. A-.
All right, one more here. Let's go with Jeremy in California. 12-team head-to-head category league. Shinsu Chu and Justin Masterson giving them away for Kemp and Lincecum.
That's a bit of a gamble on Lincecum there. Kind of like, yeah, I'd have to give it a C+.
Yeah, B-.
Strange podcast today, guys.
No, awesome podcast
was it?
Today. All we really needed was for you to pull one of the girls you look at when they walk by in to have her read news and make you feel awkward. That would have made it an A+ podcast.
Do you think we covered the important topics today? Did I miss anything?
I think we got into some nice strategy stuff. I think we hit everything except for Tim Stauffer.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Oh. Well, I know you wanted to talk about Stauffer.
I did, too.
No, I was just wondering if you had him in the notes.
I didn't.
Because Clayton Richard's going to get brought back up.
Yeah.
What do you do with Tim Stauffer? Is there a spot? There's not a spot.
Not yet.
Not yet.
He'll work his way in.
Well, it was kind of a boring day in fantasy. There wasn't, you know, it wasn't Kevin Gausman day. So I think we did a nice job compensating. Thank you, Al. Thank you, Nando. Thank you, listeners. Back tomorrow.
Thank you, Palavello Mushrooms.
Yeah. Free promotion.
Go get some on your local corner.
Goodbye.